Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning. And 508-996-0500, we have somebody who is waiting on hold. So let's go right back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Spooky Tim. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm just waking up, and I heard a little bit of your earlier program there. What's this about the Simpson water? Could I get you to talk about that again?
Yeah, so the Massachusetts Department of Public Health put out a notice yesterday not to drink water that comes from Simpson Spring in Easton because they found a high level of PFAS, which is a contamination, and they're suggesting that if you have Simpson Spring water, whether it be bottled water or if you go to those vending machines and got it from there, to dump the water down the drain and recycle the container.
Okay, now which vending machines are we talking about? I know there's one on Route 6 here. There's another one, I believe, up on Kings Highway.
So
are those involved?
The one on Kings Highway is Rocky Mountain, so that's okay. That's not Simpson Spring. Mm-hmm. And the one on Route 6, where's the one on Route 6?
It's, right across from the cemetery there in the parking lot there. There's a liquor store and a whole thing of close to the Dartmouth line, although it's in New Bedford, I believe.
Okay, I'll take a look at that on Google Maps when I get a second, and I'll see. But as long as it's not a Simpson Spring branded vending machine, then you should be okay.
So the Rocky Mountain is okay.
Yep, it's only that one particular company that's the issue.
Yeah. Well, in addition with that, I watch Boston TV as much as I can to let them know how to find out how they're going to mess us up down here. But usually, I watch Greater Boston, right? And last night they had something on microplastics, and they were saying how bad the use of plastics and even packaging our food is not very good. And it's going into our water as well. Even in some of the fish we eat, we have wonderful fish that comes in from our boats here. They're absorbing these microplastics. And there was a study by the New England Journal of Medicine or something that they quoted saying that some of this stuff even gets into us when we do eat certain foods. Even I don't want to besmirch the fishing industry, but like even when you buy a hamburger at a market basket or something like that, and it's wrapped in plastic, the microplastics get into you too, and it gets into your blood system and can give you some sort of arteriosclerosis, and is a problem in that manner as well. So they were talking about banning the use of plastics and almost everything. It's kind of funny because I remember in It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart gets told by his friend, I don't know if it's the guy goes hee-haw in the movie, if you're familiar with it, that he should get into plastics. And that's right after, you know, investing, right after World War II, that sort of stuff. So this is what we've come from it. What they recommend doing is going back to the old ways. And they said the plastic really isn't recyclable. It's always with us. And you should go back to the old glass bottles.
Well, we're seeing a lot of companies that are going back to glass. The problem is one of the biggest reasons why they like the plastic over the glass is because of product loss. I mean, if you were selling something that comes in a glass bottle, there's a lot of possibilities for that glass bottle to get smashed between the time, you know, you bottle it and the time it gets to the consumer. Whereas the plastic, you don't have to worry about that as much. But I think people are starting to see, you know, a return to wanting the glass, not only for, you know, recycling, but I think people just prefer it. I mean, you know, well,
they said it can be cleaned. Okay. When you recycle a glass bottle, it can be cleaned. But I remember as a kid in the mid 50s, okay, that you did see around, not nip bottles, but you did see a lot of broken glass bottles around too, mm-hmm. you know, because of course those things break even not only in transporting them by the company, but, you know, as a kid you dropped it or whatever like that. But they said the glass was the only container that could be cleaned. They were even against cardboard for some reason. They showed some things that, you know, you should be against. They should like Irish Spring soap, and they said, well, the cardboard is okay, but why do you even need the cardboard? The soap can be just sold. And, you know, again, sometimes, you know, some of these groups that are against everything we're using can go a little extreme, I think. But anyway, that was what I heard in regards to the containers, and that we've got an awful lot of big problems with plastics. And the thing that they were talking about was microplastics, you know, that sort of thing. So.
And I just looked up that water vending machine that you were talking about, the mm-hmm. one over, so it's over kind of near Shaw's. That's a Rocky Mountain as well, so that's safe.
Okay. That's good to know, because every so often I do pick up a jug of water in a in a plastic bottle, you know, and bring it home. So either way, I guess you have a problem, that sort of thing. But well, all right, Tim, thanks for the information. And again, like I say, I'm half asleep listening to you. I'm just waking up. So,
sorry, I'm half asleep talking. So,
it's yeah, but you do it every day, you know, that sort of stuff. You know, I don't, being retired and stuff. I have your station on quite a bit, and the radio goes on. It's morning, and sometimes I pick up what you're talking about, and other times it's, I'm back sleeping again. So, but again, the thing with the water is very important, and I don't know, maybe they'll start to change packaging on, you know, on some of the products. I guess because they wanted us to go off paper bags to save trees to go to plastic, and now we got plastic bags, and now they want us to go back to paper bags. I don't know if we're going to save many trees, but unless they're there to get another way of making a paper bag without a tree, I don't know.
I'm done with paper bags already. So
yeah, I know they're a pain because they rip and your stuff falls out of it. And again, for carrying things, I prefer the plastic, but everybody's saying the plastics are bad for you now, so who knows what the future brings.
I think I finally broke down and made the move to the reusable bags. Now I just got to remember them. That's the problem.
All right, my friend.
All right, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
508-996-0500. And yeah, the Simpsons Spring website is still down, so I can't give you the list of locations where there might be one. I would guess, though, that since the Kings Highway water vending machine and the Route 6, you know, over by the, what's that bank there? Is it Mechanics Bank? Is that right? What am I thinking of? Give me a second. I know it used to be a Santander. Yeah, Mechanics. So, those two water machines are both Rocky Mountain. So I would guess you probably got Rocky Mountain machines around here for the most part. But if you do have Simpson Spring bottled water in your home, which is possible, they sell that in the supermarkets and the stores, don't drink it. This comes from the Mass Department of Public Health. Dump it down the drain and throw the bottle in the recycling. Don't reuse the bottle, because it's the plastic that leads to these PFAS. So, and if you did get water from a Simpson Spring vending machine, don't drink that either. and recycle that container too. And it's only Simpson Spring. So if it's Rocky Mountain, if it's Belmont Spring, Poland Spring, any of these other companies, you're fine. It's just Simpson Spring in particular. I did not get clarification yet if that is also for the Simpson Spring sodas. But those are put in glass bottles. So I don't think the problem is with the water itself, because they use that same spring water to make their sodas. But I don't think that it's the spring. I think it's the bottles and the bottling process. And that's why I was saying earlier, if you are somebody, hold on, caller, I'll get to you in 1 second. If you are somebody that stores bottled water in the event of a storm, power outage, hurricane, what have you, then just be aware that you don't want to let those bottles sit for a long, 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 long time before you drink them. You should be swapping those out. So if you keep them in the garage, if you keep them in the basement, then when you go and get new ones at the store, cycle them through. You don't have to do it every time, but maybe like once a month, cycle them through. So put the new ones in the garage or in the basement and bring up the ones that are down there. And if they've been sitting for more than, you know, a year, I probably wouldn't use them. Or, you know, use them for something else. Use them to water the garden or something, but I probably wouldn't drink them. I found that out just in my own practice, because I do those paranormal events and we provide, you know, water for free as part of the event. It's one of the, we provide snacks and soda and food, and but we bring bottles of water. And so I would go like a long time without an event. I'd go like 8 or 9 months, and then I would bring what was left from the last time. And you would open those bottles of water and be like, oh, these just taste funny. Well, they've been in my basement. They've been sealed in my basement. But that's why it's best to just cycle them through if you are somebody who hangs on to them in the event of an emergency. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Please tell me what the temperature is today in the weather.
Well, let me stick my finger out the window here.
Okay.
Give me 1 second here. So I know it's only going to get to about 50 degrees today, but it'll be like this. It'll be, you know, clear skies, partly cloudy skies, but it's only going to get up to about 50 to 55 degrees. Right now it's 29. That's not right.
So
it's
what
not 29.
Is it this morning right now?
It's 30 degrees right now.
30? Okie dokie, thank you.
All right. Yeah. Anyway. I don't want to start that debate again. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. This is the time of year as we are making this transition into spring. Well, actually, we are in spring now, but it's not the spring weather quite yet. But this is the time of year when bears come out of hibernation. And normally, it's not something that we would be talking about that much. Last few years, we had those occasional bear sightings. We had Boo Boo the bear that was wandering around the South Coast till he got hit by a car. Or actually by a van. So we have, you know, it was a bear was more of an anomaly and more of a curiosity. Until last year. Last year, we had a lot of bear sightings. And it took a little while before Mass Wildlife kind of admitted to us that, yeah, there's probably more than one bear. We think there's two. And then people were like, there's more than two, too. There isn't just two bears. So this year, as Mass Wildlife put out a press release earlier this month telling people, hey, bears are coming out of hibernation. When they come out of hibernation, they're really hungry. The problem is the food sources that they have in the spring aren't really enough for them because, you know, we're still, things haven't really grown yet. And so they don't have enough to eat. So what does that mean? They're going to be looking for human food, not humans as food, but they're going to be looking for human food or things that we put out that they can eat. That's why they tell you don't put out your bird feeders this time of year, because the bird feeders will bring in the bears. And it even says, take in your bird feeders and don't put them back out again. Now, I think people want to have the ability to feed birds. They want to have a bird feeder and be able to look at the birds. I mean, I would get 20 different types of birds out at my bird feeder. I eventually stopped it because of every other animal that came. But the bird feeders are a big draw. Don't keep food outside. Keep your trash sealed. You know, have a lid on your barrel. But the bird seed actually led to, there was an incident in, I believe, Marion last year, where a bear walked right up onto somebody's porch and got into their outdoor storage thing. You know, like those benches that you can sit on, but they also, you can lift them up and store things in there, like garden stuff. That's where the person stored the bird seed. And the bear went up and dove right into that and ate a bunch and left a trail of it all over the yard. And unless you want to wake up in the morning and look out your front door and see a bear there, you probably don't want to have the bird seed there. Keep it inside if you're going to have it. But the bears are waking up. They are hungry. They will be looking for us to supplement their diet. Again, not eating us, but the food that we leave out. And so I asked Dave Wattles of Mass Wildlife, who is our bear guy. Like, should we expect to see more bears in 2024 on the South Coast and in southeastern Massachusetts? And do they live here now? As they're waking up, are we worried about them waking up here? Or are they going to wake up somewhere else and then come here? Which is what Mass Wildlife told us last year, was that they were coming down here looking for a mate, but that they weren't living in this area yet, but that they would be soon. And then toward the end of the season, it kind of became more of, listen, we've actually been tracking one and we think that it may live here. And now Dave said that there is at least one that they know for a fact denned in southeastern Massachusetts. So there's at least one bear that lives here now. And I'm going to guess it's more than one. I'm going to guess the bears have arrived and they are here to stay. But the most important thing that Dave Wattles and the folks at Mass Wildlife want to stress is that humans and bears can live peacefully together. You don't need to freak out because there are bears around. Many other parts of the country live with bears with no problem. The problem is here, it's such a curiosity that everybody makes a big deal out of it. And, you know, last year there was the bear that was hanging out over by Pa Rafa's. And everybody was trying to descend on there to take some photos or video of it. And the police had to, like, shut down the area and say, you know, go away, bear looky-loos. You don't need to bear witness. So, I'm sorry. I know that was bad. So just kind of let them be. Don't draw attention to them. They look cute and cuddly. They look friendly, but they are not your friend. Just let them do their thing. You do your thing. Try to avoid each other, and everything will be fine. That being said, please send me all your bear videos, all your bear photos. If the bear shows up in your front door, send me the Ring camera footage. Send me all the bear stories, because last year we had our bear tracker. We had an interactive map at WBSM.com where you could go and see where all the bear sightings had happened. And eventually we had to give up on the bear tracker and stop keeping track because there were just too many sightings and we were missing a bunch. So we just said, meh, they're everywhere now. But there were some really, really interesting ones, like the bear that went for a swim in Sipican Harbor in Marion. Caught on video. The bear who crashed a wedding, a bridal party, a bridal shower in Carver. Caught on video. So, and people love the bear stories. So if something happens with a bear, please send it to me, but also keep a safe distance. Don't get close to the bear. Don't bother the bear. Let the bear be. You don't want to barely escape. All right, that's it. No more dumb puns. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. thinking about you, calling 508-996-0500 or using app chat or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. By the way, on the WBSM app is where you can always get live traffic and weather information, so you'll always know what the temperature and the forecast are. I got to go into the newsroom now with Phil. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more with you, including somebody who saw something strange in the sky this morning. We'll share that. And we've got some other things to talk about as well. But right now, let's turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
More student loan debt is being canceled. A possible plea deal for Julian Assange. And the world's most powerful rocket eyes a return to the sky.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is canceling nearly $6 billion in student loan debt for about 78,000 public service workers. Michael Kastner with more.
A new announcement from the White House says workers, including teachers, nurses, and firefighters, will be getting the debt relief through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The announcement says those getting the debt relief will receive an email signed by President Biden saying they're on track to get student loan forgiveness in less than a year. The White House says so far the Biden administration has canceled student debt for over 870,000 public workers. I'm Michael Kastner.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will not address Senate Democrats in a virtual meeting after Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer rejected the request. A spokesperson said Schumer doesn't think discussion over Israel and the war in Gaza should be addressed in a partisan manner. For the first time in over 4 years, the state of Georgia has executed a death row inmate. 59-year-old Willie Pye was put to death late Wednesday by lethal injection after the Supreme Court denied his final appeals. The U.S. may offer a plea deal to Julian Assange that would allow the WikiLeaks founder to admit to a misdemeanor. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Justice Department was looking at ways to cut short the long extradition battle going out in London, where Assange has already spent years in custody. The U.S. accuses him of espionage for publishing thousands of classified documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The search continues for missing University of Missouri student Riley Strain. The 22-year-old vanished on March 8th after he was asked to leave Luke Bryan's bar in downtown Nashville. Search and rescue crews are focusing their efforts on the Cheatham Dam, which is about 40 miles downstream from Music City. Another day, another rise in gas prices, although very minimal. AAA puts today's national average at $3.52 a gallon. That's up just a penny from yesterday, but 11 cents higher than where things stood a week ago. And SpaceX's giant Starship rocket could fly again by early May. The 400-foot-tall rocket had its third test flight last week from the SpaceX launch site in Texas. CEO Gwynne Shotwell said this week they're still analyzing data from the test and will get back to flight hopefully in about 6 weeks. The Starship is the world's most powerful rocket and is designed to eventually take people back to the moon and to Mars.
WBSM Sports. Brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night, 122-119. They were away to play the Detroit Pistons on Friday. The Boston Bruins host the New York Rangers at TD Garden tonight at 7. And the Red Sox and Orioles are in spring training tonight at 6.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We have a chilly start to your Thursday, and it's going to be a windy day today. We'll see the sun and a high of 39 degrees. Wind chills will make it feel like we're in the 20s in some places, so button up. Tonight, a low of 24 degrees. Windy again on Friday. A cold morning, getting up to a high of 44 degrees and a low of 33. This WBSM news update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth, home of the $29 oil change. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto, 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. I like it hot. Not too hot, though. Actually, I don't like it hot at all. I like it moderate. Moderate temperatures. I don't like it too hot. 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Before we get into some other topics, just want to remind everybody that on Saturday, we are having our annual Spring Hunger Heroes food drop. It's our partnership with the United Way of Greater New Bedford to help feed school kids during the upcoming school vacation. So when kids are dependent on school to get all of their meals and snacks, it's really hard when they have a school vacation week for them to keep up with that diet. So what you need is you need these healthy snacks and lunch options available for them. And that's what the United Way and WBSM will be collecting this Saturday, March 23rd, from 10 a.m. to noon outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. What happens with the food drop? Well, all you do is drive right up to where we'll be. You can't miss our tents and the big United Way truck. Come on over there, pull right up, tell us where the bags are, whether they're in the back seat or the trunk or whatever. We will take them out. You don't even need to get out of the car. And all the items that we're looking for will be inside Aldi, right near the register, so that you can grab them. Usually what they do is if you're looking at the front of the store where all the registers are, if you're standing there looking at the registers, to the left are the restrooms. And kind of right between the restrooms and the registers is the area where they have the shelf with all of the Hunger Heroes food items. Or you can go on Amazon and find the Hunger Heroes wish list page. But we're looking for things like macaroni and cheese, peanut butter, jelly, granola bars, cereal, fruit cups, things that kids would want for lunch and for snacks that are good, healthy, nutritious options for them. So again, you can see a complete list of those items at unitedwayofgnb.org. But come on by this Saturday, March 23rd, from 10 a.m. to noon in the parking lot of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall for our Hunger Heroes food drop. And, of course, thanks to our sponsors, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, IZ Schwartz, Carefree Homes, and Mediterranean Fine Foods, the producers of Amaral Sausage. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on Saturday. I've been watching the forecast. Looks like there's going to be some rain, but the hour-by-hour forecast seems to have a break in that rain right around the time of the Hunger Heroes food drop. It's like Mother Nature knows we've got to feed these kids. So if she's willing to help us out, hopefully you are as well. So earlier I had mentioned the story of Jim Andre, the Acushnet man who says that he was taken by aliens and tattooed by them during the 6 hours of missing time that he can't account for, that he basically was looking at his computer, doing some work, and happened to glance down and see on the clock that it was 9:15. And then next thing he knew, it was 2:57 a.m., which is 3 minutes before his alarm would normally go off for him to get up for work. So where did those almost 6 hours go? Weird enough, but then he felt this burning sensation on his arm. And when he looked down, there was a tattoo of a gray alien that he says he didn't have before. So what might have happened? Who knows? That's up to you to decide. But you can read the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app and hear our Spooky South Coast interview. You can actually watch it. There's a YouTube video in there with Jim Andre from 2017, where he talks about that. But as we were discussing that this morning, Dave in New Bedford sent an app chat message saying, woke up at 5 a.m. I went outside for a smoke, looked up at the sky over Clark's Cove into South Dartmouth, and I saw a bright orange glow coming from the clouds. It disappeared after a couple of minutes. Not sure what to make of it. I'm not sure either. But maybe you saw the same thing. If so, give me a call, 508-996-0500. Send me an app chat message or an open line voicemail on the WBSM app. And of course, anytime you have an experience like that, let me know about it. But also, I would recommend going to the National UFO Reporting Center website and entering it in there. Because Peter Davenport and his group, what they do is they take those reports and they try to match it with air traffic and other things that are going on in the area, and they try to see if they can get you an answer. It might take a while because they get so many reports that are coming in, but they collect this data, so at least we have a running list of where these sightings are happening. And in the Jim Andre story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, if you, you know, scroll down to the bottom of the story, you will see a list of the latest UFO sightings on the South Coast. And it's up to date at least from what the National UFO Reporting Center has listed on their site as of a few days ago. But yes, you can always give me those reports, but please always report them to the National UFO Reporting Center, because other people might know what it is or might be able to at least verify what it is that you saw. Also a reminder, if you missed me saying it earlier, this morning at 10 a.m. on South Coast Now, Chris McCarthy will have a huge interview. He will be speaking with convicted Fall River cult murderer Carl Drew. As you know, Chris has been all over this story of the Justice for Carl Drew group working to try to free him. And in the latest news, Robin Murphy, who was also convicted alongside of him, but she was only convicted of second degree murder. She got out of prison and then was caught associating with a known felon, so ended up back in prison and has been trying to get paroled ever since. But at her most recent parole hearing, she said Carl Drew didn't commit these murders. But Carl Drew was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole in the murder of Karen Marsden. And the whole basis of that conviction was the idea that Carl Drew murdered Karen Marsden because she was going to say something about Carl Drew murdering Doreen Levesque. But nobody has ever been convicted in the murder of Doreen Levesque. So basically they went into this trial saying to everybody, you have to make the assumption. Now, we all know Carl Drew killed Doreen Levesque, even though, you know, we've never charged him with that murder. We all know. Yeah. So there was a lot of, I don't know, just things that didn't feel right about this. And this group has been looking into Carl Drew's case. He's been fighting for years. You know, he was writing us letters at Spooky South Coast way back in the beginning, 18 years ago, telling us about all this and asking for the opportunity to come on. And today he will join Chris McCarthy today. Back then it was, we couldn't get them to let us have him come on. And we weren't sure how we felt about that case, because we were warned by Alan Alves, the famous Freetown cult cop, not to discuss the cult on the radio because they were still out there and operating. And we took that warning seriously. But Chris McCarthy doesn't care. He'll have Carl Drew on today, 10 a.m. You don't want to miss that. 508-996-0500. I see Lamone is on hold, but I've got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And by the way, I had the incorrect time. I was giving you the incorrect time on that Carl Drew discussion. It's actually going to be right at 9 a.m., right at the top of Chris's program. So 9 a.m., and I'm going to go change the social media post that I put out too. My fault for not opening the text and just trying to read it off my screen. Sorry, Chris. But yes, 9 a.m. today, Carl Drew with Chris McCarthy. 508-996-0500. Good morning, Lamone. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, fella?
What's on your mind?
A few things. So how's Candace Bergen's dad's partner going to do host the show? Because he's been dead for a long time.
No, right? That's Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about Chris McCarthy. Chris McCarthy is no dummy.
Okay, I can say what he's just, that's good. I'm glad. So I know you do a lot of seafood cooking. So I had some shrimp on grits. And what's that sauce they pour over it?
Sauce to pour over shrimp with grits?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't had shrimp with grits, no.
No, I was like, well, you know, that's, well, there's one thing I haven't had, you know, I've had a lot of other things.
You know what sauce you need to try, Lamone? It's a big one around here. It's called Mozambique sauce.
Ooh.
It's very good. It's like a spicy, not too spicy, but it has, you know, little saffron flavor, little Cajun
in it.
It's similar to Cajun. All the Portuguese restaurants around here serve it. I'll send you a recipe for it, and you can try it out. You might have to get some of the seasonings online. I don't know if they'll have them out your way, but it's a great sauce.
That sounds very enticing. But what I'd like to do is like to have you send me some that fried chicken you brag about up there. You know, it's like, I guess if you're coming to visit, you know, you can always pack it away. You know, I got to take this, you know, to feed the crew, you know, get on the plane, you know, TSA. Thanks for sharing. You know, that would be nice. So, but are they just legs and thighs? The chicken you're talking about? No, from the country chicken.
Yeah, I think it is. And drumsticks. I don't think they do breasts, but maybe they do. And I'm not remembering correctly.
Yeah, I know a lot of places. Like I told you, like the Jollibees, they sell. They do like breasts, but it's like you got to order it separately. And they're usually, you know, like a lot of places have the center breast instead of the side breast. And see, the center breast got all that bone. You know what I'm talking about? You know. And it's like, that's kind of a disappointing or disheartening. That's like church's chicken. If you get breast, you get the center breast. That's not enjoyable. It's not the side breast.
I've never had church's. I've heard good things, but I guess it's similar to Popeyes, isn't it?
I think personally the chicken tastes better. The chicken, it's got a crispier thing to it, but now you get more things with Popeyes. You know, they've got the beans and rice, you get that. But I like the jalapeno poppers that Popeyes has.
Yeah, those are good.
They are.
Just got Raising Cane's in this area for the first time.
Oh, that's yeah. We've had it for a while. One of them will be left by now. They don't like the area they were in. I guess it was too not quite ghetto, but more barrio.
People were raising too much cane around Raising Cane's.
Exactly, or selling too much cane.
Big Daddy Cane.
So we're expecting 82 degrees and partly cloudy today in Las Vegas.
We're gonna get it to 50, maybe a little bit over, but that's about where we're at. I gotta hold you there, Lamone, because I got one more break I gotta take before the end of the hour. But thank you for the call.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Have
a good day.
A Facebook thing, but I didn't get a chance to. I picked up the thing, was going to do it. So did you do your brackets yet?
My what now?
Your brackets for the...
Oh, no, I don't pay attention to college basketball, no.
If I send you free ones, would you do it?
Probably not. I don't take part.
Okay, well, just when I thought you were just like so right on, but you know, so I guess you kind of, I guess since you're losing so much weight, you got to be kind of right off.
You have a good day out there in your 82 degree weather.
I'll try. Good morning, New Bedford. Have a good day, brother.
All right, look at that. See, he already knows how to say it. New Bedford, he knows how to say it. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. We are going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. We can take more of your phone calls on the other side. But we got, in terms of that question that somebody had about the light that they saw in the sky this morning, Just Do Good says it was a lunar halo and that this was taken in South Dartmouth and sent a photo. Beautiful shot. But that's what he is saying is what was the issue over there. 508-996-0500. That's the number to call in and take part in the discussion. And again, keep an eye out for those bears.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.